Giants Jets game, even a preseason game, is there still something to it in your mind?
Well, I think so. I think the fact that it's usually the third preseason game, which the one where the starters are going to play the most, kind of that final. The last preseason game, you don't get much playing time, so fine tuning. So you want to go out there and play well, and the fact that it's both New York teams and share the stadium, it's always an important one.
Eli, OC's having a very special day today. How comforting was it for you as a quarterback to have him, to know that he's on your team
sure.
in the Super Bowl run?
Yeah, OC was a tremendous teammate and player for the Giants, and. A guy who made so many great plays, sacks, sack fumble, touchdowns. Remember so many big plays that he made. So I think it's great that he's retiring a Giant, and excited for him. And had an unbelievable career.
What's your top memory of OC? Obviously, there was a bunch when you guys were here. Did anyone stick out to you in particular?
Yeah, I think the we have San Francisco at home. We had had the sack, fumble. Recovery, scoop and running about 75 yards for a touchdown. At Green Bay in the playoffs, where he had a strip fumble of Aaron Rodgers. They're about he's about to probably throw a touchdown on a little slant and go, and he got a hand on the ball. So those are a couple of the big ones.
Eli, Victor said the other day he thinks that teams are gunning for Odell. Odell had some
little
small altercations on the field the other day. What's your sense of that? And,
what is a young guy like that have to do to push through? Well, if you're making plays, guys are gonna be eyeing you, and so that's what safeties and those guys do. They're looking to make hits. If you're down the sideline, or they got an opportunity to get a hit on a guy to break up a pass, that's what they'll do. So I didn't see anything. Too bad. Didn't seem like someone was trying to attack him or hurt him. But it's just part of playing football. You're gonna take some shots, and you just gotta learn how to handle that, and don't let that affect your play the rest of the game.
How do you think the whole sophomore? No one could have had a better freshman season than he could have. So this whole sophomore season, doing it again, guys that are gonna circle him, obviously.
Sure, and that's not happened. So we, we'll be creative and move them around, but there's still going to be opportunities to make plays, and that's just what you do with those opportunities.
I mean, in the game the other day, Victor and Ruben were not out there, so I guess you figure in a real game, with everyone out there, it's going to be a little more difficult to circle around.
We'll see. We'll see how guys want to play. We should have an answer for it.
Eli, Coach was saying that the Jets have a really good pressure package, that they should be a good test for you guys in the offense. When you look at them, can you just shed a little bit more on that? What kind of challenges they pose?
Yeah, they like to bring pressure. They do a good job mixing up their coverages, showing pressure and backing out or disguising coverage and bringing some blitzes. So we'll have to be on our game from my standpoint, from offensive line, running backs, receivers, everybody understanding what their responsibilities are. So it should be it's a good scheme that their coaches brought in from Arizona, and they have good players, and so got good corners, and so we got to it'll be a good test for us. Looking forward to it.
Eli, how important is it just for this offense going into the regular season here to generate some points and get some drives together?
I think we made some improvements last week, but still still got some ways to go. So hopefully we'll be able to get into a rhythm and get in sync and hit the open guys and move the ball, get some points on the board.
Feel any different without Rex? He was always kind of a spark plug.
Well, he brought a little entertainment, so it's been it seems a little quieter this week in their preparation. Not as much chit chat on both sides, probably. But I think he was probably generated a lot of that.
Weston signed on a couple of days. How big an adjustment is it for you with Dallas?
I thought Dallas knows what he's doing, and I didn't think we missed a beat yesterday. We didn't have any problems with snaps, which is always a concern. We have new center, but we've got Gotten a decent amount of work with Dallas over the years, and he knows what he's doing and his communication. So I thought it was a smooth practice yesterday with him in there.
Eli, when we kind of laugh about the notion, you know, that it is a little quieter and Coach Ryan isn't with the Jets anymore. Does it though, if you reflect a minute just on the comparison again with Coach Coughlin, just all the things he's outlasted or withstood or longevity with his team? What does it say about that?
Well, obviously he does things a certain way, and we've had success, and you know, I think we can get back to having more success. So he's been a terrific coach, and I think he kind of acts the way this organization wants their head coach to act.
Thank you.